You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. 30 years ago, the Asarco Copper Smelter smokestack was demolished in Tacoma. The demolition was part of a years-long cleanup and a turning point for transformation on the city's waterfront. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
It was a clear day in Tacoma on January 17, 1993. Commencement Bay was crowded with boats. Families gathered on boat decks to watch the demolition of what was once the tallest smokestack in the world, which loomed over Tacoma's waterfront for nearly 100 years.
I had never seen so many boats out on the water. It felt like another 4th of July on the water, except it was in January.
Doug Taylor was an 8-year-old living in Parkland when the Asarco Company's smokestack was demolished. He and the rest of his family went out on his grandfather's boat in Commencement Bay to watch the tower fall. The Asarco Copper Smelter was once a huge employer in the county. Its demise inspired a song by Jay Irwin and music video by PNW Video.
To work the smelter's trade, and they'll come to North Tacoma where the copper dreams are made.
The demolition of the smokestack 30 years ago was just one step in a years-long transformation of a polluted site into what is now Dune Peninsula, a public park filled with walking trails and art installations. For years, clouds of heavy metals, mainly lead and arsenic, billowed out of the smokestack, settling in a plume 1,000 square feet around the plant. In 2000, the Washington State Department of Ecology established the Tacoma Smelter Plume Project to clean up and educate the public about the risks of living in the plume. Marion Abbott is the project manager and says the effort was funded in part from a settlement the state received from Asarco in 2009.
We're not going to be able to clean up all of this contamination. It's just too much, too far spread. We need to manage the risk.
The risks in the soil will always linger, even though it's been 30 years since the smokestack stood. From 1917 to the 1970s, the plant dumped a waste product called slag into the Puget Sound. This was done intentionally to create a breakwater to safely harbor boats in the marina. No one knew the environmental consequences of this at the time. After the plant closed, the man-made landmass was capped and turned into Dune Peninsula, a park for wildlife and recreation. Adam Cuby, a public artist, was on the design team for the park.
When that smokestack came down, for a lot of people, it seemed like that was the kind of emotional pivot point and a turning point for how people felt about this place.
His piece, Alluvian, reflects that transformation. Pieces of steel across the grass cascade down in various stages of decay, from a tall tower to pieces representing the demolition, into a bed of wildflowers representing the restoration. A walk around Dune Peninsula is a history lesson of the site, its toxic past and transformation. QB says they emulated the landmass's own creation in parts of the park design.
We actually made some of those concrete structures for seating and retaining walls by pouring layers of concrete that you could see the different layers to kind of reflect the way that the whole site was made.
And the name of the park is, yes, inspired by the 1965 sci-fi novel by Tacoma-born author Frank Herbert. Dune tells the story of man destroying his world by terraforming. Dune Peninsula is the story of man restoring a world he almost ruined. For NWPB, I'm Lauren Gallup.